Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Prutz. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Oh, it's good to see you again. Rick, we're going to have a conversation. I swear, I feel like this might be the eighth or ninth time we've had it, but that's okay, because we're talking about cats, and they've got nine lives.
So we can go
down that path.
Well, I think we'll have another topic that's different than the ones before, so everybody can kind of pay attention, because it'll be a good show.
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, because when I think about cats, there was a set of TV commercials back in the 70s for Morris the cat. And one of the things about Morris was that he was a very smart but sarcastic, almost snarky kind of cat. And he was very picky about what he would eat and very picky about his behavior. And it's funny, because I don't know if that's really how cats act, but the more I've been around them, the more it seems like it is accurate to how they tend to act.
You know, I don't know. I have a cat. His name is George. He's fantastic. I also have Hannah. But George definitely has the attitude when he's walking around. There's something about their gait. There's something about their lack of expressions on their face that makes you feel like they're kind of, you know, nose in the air or couldn't really care. But I'll tell you, you know, once you start giving them a little bit of attention and whatnot and regular and consistent with it, they come out in other ways. I mean, George will not let me stop petting him if I give a chance. You know, he'll just be right there, and he'll take it for 20 minutes if I want to give it to him. So they enjoy interaction. It's just that they may not necessarily call out like a dog does, you know?
Well, but that's the important thing, is that, again, like a dog, there's a lot of things that cats really do share in common, one of which is, if you're going to let them outside, you do need to contain them. Yeah. We had Invisible Fence in here a few weeks ago talking about their systems for cats, and, I mean, very, very helpful in that regard, so that they don't end up getting run over by a car, just like dogs do. And, again, the importance of exercising them and keeping them mentally stimulated. I don't know if the public understands that, just like dogs, if they don't get that, they act out. The same thing is true with cats.
Sure. I can remember a story where a family member had a Aussie cat, a very regal, active, acrobatic cat, with really wanted to interact with the family, and took it out in a more aggressive way, okay? Yet they didn't refuse the cat, even though it was biting on them. They kept trying to give it attention. And it was literally like flipping on a switch. As soon as they got another cat and brought it into the home, the cat was a whole different animal. Why? Because the kitten, understood cat language and understood how to play and interact in a way that they hadn't yet quite figured out. So sometimes it's not that they don't want to interact. It's not that they don't want to be an involved member of the family. We just have to better figure out how we can be an involved member of their particular way of thinking.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, is that you've got to be prepared to keep these cats healthy, because there's a number of obstacles that they do end up facing. We had Dr. Williamson in a few weeks ago, too, talking about fleas. Well, cats are going to be just as susceptible to fleas as dogs are. Yep. And he said this is going to be the worst flea season in a couple of decades. Yep. So it's so important to do that. Plus, if they don't get exercise, just like human beings get diabetes and arthritis and other things like that, the same thing is true with cats.
Yeah, and I think it's hard to be a cat owner if you're not thinking about its welfare. And if you think about its welfare, that's when you're going to go out and get the little feather interactive toy, and you're actually going to interact him. You know, if he seems like he's okay because he's not showing you any expression saying, hey, play with me and whatnot, you're more likely to just let him sit there, whereas a dog's jumping on your leg and trying to say, hey, you know, what about me? Well, you got to just take time out. You just got to set the clock or assume that if you're going to own a cat, that you're going to take on the responsibility of it and just find time to interact with that cat just like you would your dog or your
No, you're exactly right. Well, Rick, on today's show, we've got some very interesting interviews. We're going to talk with Brian Dotterer, who is an inventor of some really cool cat toys that you were telling me about. It's going to be a fascinating conversation. I love people who are that creative when it comes up with ways to keep them occupied and busy. Then we're also going to talk with Dr. Kerry Lewis, a returning guest who owns the Riverside Cat Hospital out on Okemos Road over by Hamilton. And she's always been a wealth of information when it comes to cat care.
Yep. She's on the east side of Okemos Road between Hamilton and Mount Hope. Mm-hmm. And you may not necessarily notice it when you walk drive by because, you know, that it's kind of in a nice natural setting and it's not a blaring sign that says her clinic. But specializing only in cats.
Yeah, and that's always like, so
helpful. That's it.
Yeah,
everything.
That is always so helpful. And then we've got Marla Swartz, who has started an organization called Come to the Rescue in Howell, Michigan. And what a fascinating tale she can tell, because she's gone from the music industry into animals, which I can understand that because sometimes talent can be difficult to deal with, although cats can too. So it's going to be a great conversation this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.